أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him and we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is indeed guided, and anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be aware of Allah, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa may yuti'illaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds, and whoever takes Allah and his prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. Dear brothers and sisters, last week Brother Isam gave us an excellent khutbah on the core values, the almost forgotten qualities that a good Muslim's character is built on. Today I want to deal with our response to the huge problems of poverty, greed, violence and injustice around us. How should we Muslims cope with these challenges? Around the world, there are many natural and man-made disasters. At any given moment, there are floods, famines, and fires. There is war, invasion, and oppression in many places, notably Gaza, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Closer to home, at a more personal level, many of us face uncertainties about our jobs and our homes. Will I still have a job next month? What if I'm made redundant? What if I lose my home? What if my business is forced to close? What of the future? How does a Muslim deal with these issues? What is the Islamic answer? First of all, when times are tough, remember, don't panic, be Islamic. It's not just an empty slogan. What does it mean to be Islamic and not to panic? It means to accept that whatever happens in your life, good or bad, it comes from Allah, with His permission. Even if the whole world is in chaos, Allah is still firmly in control. He allows things to happen for a purpose. But don't be distressed. Don't freak out. Find out what you can do to make things better. Find out what your role is in Allah's great cosmic scheme of things. Don't be like a couch potato. Don't be a mere spectator while the whole drama of your life unfolds around you. Get involved. Be part of the action. Islam is not a spectator sport. Islam calls us to be witnesses to fair dealing, to uphold justice, to speak the truth, even if it is unpleasant, even if it is against ourselves. A well-known hadith tells us to put wrong things right with our bare hands. And if we cannot do that, we must at least speak out against it. And if our faith, our iman, is too weak to speak out against injustice, then we must at the very least hate it in our hearts. But that's the absolute minimum for a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, The world is in a state of fermentation, of fitna, of struggle and strife. We are suffering the consequences of bad political and economic decisions. The chickens are coming home to roost, as they say. Sometimes it takes a crisis to sort out the good from the bad, the truth from the falsehood. There's a beautiful verse in Surah Ra'd, verse 17, which describes this process. It says, He, Allah, sends water down from the sky, and the channels flow, each according to its measure. But the torrent bears away the foam that mounts up to the surface. Even so, that ore that they heat in the furnace to make ornaments or utensils, there is a scum likewise. This is how Allah uses parables to explain truth and falsehood. For the scum disappears like froth cast out, while that which is for the good of mankind remains on the earth. This is how Allah explains with parables. It's worth reading this verse and reflecting on it. There's a tremendous amount of wisdom in it. At the time when the Holy Quran was being revealed, pagan Mecca was in turmoil like a furnace. The whole social order was being challenged. And a furnace, as we know, is a place that creates intense heat that separates impurities, the dross, the slag, from pure metals. This furnace of Mecca is where the pure gold of Islamic character was forged. It was a painful baptism of fire that produced the luminosity of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his noble companions. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Led by such radiant and noble people, illustrious and luminous personalities, Muslims went onwards to establish a civilization that brought light, learning and culture to the medieval world. Brothers, could you please move forward? Mashallah, our Jamaat is growing all the time, but we need to make space for the latecomers. Please move forward as far as you can. Thank you. Today we are also going through such a period of fermentation. It's a period of sorting out. We can see truth and falsehood being separated right here around us. And just by the way, we don't have to panic when Dutch MPs come here wanting to show distorted films based on selected verses from the Quran. Anyone can take the Bible, select verses from the Bible and try to prove that the Bible is a violent and a terrorist book. But we Muslims are above that kind of thing. This kind of fitna, this kind of mischief and distortion is exactly what we are facing today. But we don't have to get angry. We don't have to go and burn people's embassies. We need to challenge them. In fact, I think it was a mistake that the British government banned this man's visit. He's got so much publicity out of the banning. If he had just come and shown his film and gone back home, nobody would have paid any attention to him. Same as the Salman Rushdie issue. But we Muslims must know how to respond to these things. We respond in an intelligent way. We respond with rational arguments, not with burning flags or burning embassies or giving the media what they're really wanting to prove, that we are violent and intolerant people. So we are going through a period of fermentation, and we mustn't be surprised. There'll be more of this kind of thing. But mashallah, Allah's world will never be extinguished. Allah says in the Holy Quran that the unbelievers will try to extinguish His word, but He will not allow His word to be extinguished. So we must take heed from that and take courage from that, because mashallah, Islam is growing today despite all the mischief of those who are against Islam and against Muslims. So brothers and sisters, we don't panic. Muslims don't panic. Be Islamic, don't panic. Keep calm and keep our integrity as Muslims. If we trust Allah, He will instill sakina, a serene state of inward tranquility in our hearts. That is the best way to deal with the madness of the world outside. We must work hard within the limits, the wudud set by Allah, serving others, protecting the weak, and trusting Him. At the end of our endurance test, Allah promises relief. فَإِنَّ مَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With every hardship comes relief. Truly, with every hardship comes relief. Always remember, brothers and sisters, that we can do nothing at all without Allah's help. So whenever we face difficulties, we should turn to Allah first for His help and His guidance. In the Holy Quran, there are many verses that offer us words of comfort, of reassurance. And especially in Surah Al-Baqarah, one of my favorite verses, from verse 153 we read, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. O you who believe, seek help with patient perseverance and prayer, for Allah is with those who patiently persevere. And further on in another verse we read, be sure we shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods or lives, or the fruits of your hard work. But give glad news to those who patiently persevere, who say when they are afflicted by some calamity, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah have we come, and to Him is our return. Ulaika alayhim salawatin min rabbihim wa rahmah, wa ulaika humul muhtadun. They are the ones on whom descend blessings from their Lord, and they are the ones that receive guidance. Brothers and sisters, these deeply reassuring words of Allah must strengthen us and give us hope, even when things look hopeless. A true believing Muslim should never give in to despair. Everything is under Allah's control, all of the time. Everything happens with His permission. Even the most cruel, ugly, sinful atrocities can only happen with Allah's permission. The Gaza war crimes happened with Allah's permission to test us. What will we do about it? If we cannot stop it with our hands, we must at least try to awaken the moral consciousness of people everywhere. Speak out. Reason with people. Argue in a rational way. And convince them that our politicians have to do something about it. We must do all we can within the law to uphold justice and human rights. But we must never step outside the law or take things into our own hands or do things that Allah has forbidden us to do. Certainly not kill innocent people or harm innocent people. Allah gives us life and causes us to die. He gives us the freedom to choose a life of sin or a life of saintliness. Virtue and vice are equally accessible to all of us. We choose and we enjoy the rewards or suffer the consequences of that choice. No matter how difficult our circumstances might be, remember, it won't last. Nothing lasts. Everything will perish, except the face of Allah that will remain when everything else has gone. There is a lovely oft-repeated verse in our Friday khutbas, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. Brothers and sisters, such power, such beauty, such brevity, a short, simple promise and a stern warning. If we remember Allah gratefully, He will remember us. He will never forsake us. We in turn must have faith. Without faith, we are absolutely nothing. When we were born, no one could guarantee us a life of uninterrupted happiness, with no pain and no hardship. It's humanly impossible. But the difference between a believer and a non-believer is this. When the non-believer is distraught and distressed and close to despair, the believer is calm and serene. He knows that this hardship is only a test for him. It's a test to see whom do we turn to when we are in need and whom do we thank when we are safe and sound. Dear brothers and sisters, what exactly does the Quran mean by patience, perseverance and prayer? Does it mean that we simply have to wait passively, hoping that Allah will change our condition for us without any real effort on our side? Certainly not. Sitting idly will get us nowhere. If we think we can be lazy and just depend on our prayers alone without any serious hard work, we contradict the very spirit and history of Islam. Our illustrious and noble predecessors sacrificed their lives and their property to serve Allah, to serve their neighbors, to serve humanity at large. The Quran refers to the sabireen, those who patiently persevere, as people who work tirelessly and tenaciously with every sinew and every last drop of energy until they have exhausted themselves. Then, and only then, do they step back and say, Tawakkal Allah, leave the results to Allah. When they've done their best, they graciously accept what Allah has decreed. This is real patience and real perseverance. May Allah help us to cultivate that virtuous character of the prophets and their noble companions, inshallah. May Allah teach us how to accept good fortune and misfortune with equal grace, gratitude, and detachment. Everything in this life is a test, good times and bad times. And may each test bring us nearer to Allah, nearer to His Ridwan, His good pleasure. This is the goal we all seek. May Allah help us to attain it. وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. And for those who have taqwa, that is, those who regard Allah with an awesome sense of love and fear and hope, Allah always prepares a way out for them from their difficulty. And He provides for them from sources they could never have imagined. And if anyone puts his trust in Allah, sufficient is Allah for him. For Allah will surely accomplish His purpose. Brothers and sisters, let us be counted among those who put their trust in Allah completely. Let us be counted among those who strive with all their energy, their wealth, and their possessions to serve others. Please move forward, brothers, if you can. There's a lot of people still standing at the back. Come forward as far as you can. Thank you. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim fil 'alamin, innaka Hamidun Majid. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the most difficult things to bear is the death of a loved one. Be sure that each and every one of us will someday lose a loved one. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, says the Holy Quran. Every soul will have a taste of death. Recently, my wife lost her youngest sister in South Africa. And earlier this week, Brother Kevin here lost his wife lost her father. We pray that Allah will accept Halima's father, Muhammad, and Maryam's sister, Fatima. Accept all their good deeds, forgive their sins, and admit them to His garden. Al-Jannah, Firdaus, inshallah. For the families they leave behind, this can be a very difficult time. We ask Allah to give them strength to endure the loss. Oh Allah, please strengthen them in their patient perseverance and prayer. Brothers and sisters, to conclude this khutbah. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i zir qulba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wa baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds, and generosity to others and to relatives, and He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. He instructs you so that you may be reminded. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَسْنَعُونَ. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, and Allah knows the things that you do. Ameen. Aqim as-salah.